Greetings, sisters, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I hope you're all doing well, standing strong in the word. And I thought I would start off by encouraging us with Hebrews 3:6. But Christ has a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Wow, that is encouraging. You know, you think about holding fast. If you go look up those words, you're going to see a lot of scriptures encouraging us to do it. And if we love the brethren, we'll be encouraging them too. So, which is what I'm doing here today in my attempt to just continue to press the sisters on and encourage you just one more day. Excuse me. So I just thought maybe I would just share some of our day and some thoughts in it. Seems to be easier to do audios this way instead of trying to. Sometimes I think too much, try to pick one topic, and then I ponder on it too much, and I can't get it going, and then I just do nothing. So seems to me that if I just turn on the audio, share some things, share some scripture verses, share what's going on, it seems to flow pretty good. And that's what the sisters in our fellowship do with one another when we have the time. So it's just like as if we were all sitting together, we could be just sharing bits and pieces of our day, and that's pretty much what it is. And that's very encouraging to me, so I thought maybe it'd be encouraging to some of you. And I was just thinking, today we did a bunch of projects, and I'm hoping to put some on the blog. I don't know if it'll be today or tomorrow or whatever. But within those projects, I was finally able to get some organizing done. I have a whole bunch more to do since we've been, the past handful of years, been so busy between travel. We had our business for a few years, had the house of Wisconsin to sell, and this one here. And so little bit by little bit, we were able to do something here, a little bit there. And then we learned a lot of patience in how to be able to do some projects, maybe not be able to finish them all, and not let it bother us so much. So we learned a lot of that. So now this is like greatly satisfying when we can wrap up projects. And so we've been doing a lot of that today and rejoicing in the Lord for the time and the ability to do it. And like I was saying, one of the things was organizing. And it makes me think, you know, God is a God of order. You know, when you see through the scriptures on how orderly God has things done, 1 Corinthians 14, it also shows us in there, you know, if our life gets in a disarray, it can cause a lot of turmoil, and we're not always redeeming the time the best. Now, of course, there are times, like I was talking about, you can't always organize everything the way you want to, or you may have things organized, and over time, because you ran out of time to put things away, you get a pile here or there, and we all know, like, the junk drawer that you got to clean out. Maybe the cupboards didn't quite get organized as much, or maybe you got children or other helpers or something, and things don't get put away. Closets always need to be redone, you know, things like that. We don't want that stuff to become a burden on us, but yet it is greatly satisfying when we can finally have the time to do something like that and organize it. So it's kind of what we've been doing here, and so it's been pretty awesome. And, you know, while we're talking about that, one thing I noticed since we've downsized all these past years and down all the way into living in a little tiny van, minimization is something that I really focus on. We're not minimalists, but we try to have things that are going to be useful. So everything that I have, I use it for a while, and I pay attention to see how useful it is. Can I use something else instead of that? Or before I get rid of it, sometimes I'll put it somewhere and let it sit there for a while and see if I really didn't use it, because I also don't want to be wasteful and get rid of things that I don't need. Unless you have people that you know can use it more, you could give it to them, but I don't know. It's just been an awesome time of our life, the past several years, learning how to minimize, kill our flesh in many ways, and simplify and organize and do things like that. So it's been pretty good. And speaking of like minimizing, it kind of makes me think about what I was telling Brother James today. We were eating lunch. I made a little Cornish hen and some baked potatoes in the wood stove. It was pretty simple to do. And I heated him up some corn on top of it. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm so glad for our simple life and the way we eat, very simple, and we've minimized down, because in the van life, I have one little cooker, and now we have the microwave that helps a lot. But you can't have big extravagant meals, which I'm happy to not have, because I pretty much grew up eating really simple. Like, if you had soup, you had a bowl of soup and a piece of bread. If you didn't have bread, maybe you had crackers. That was it. Bowl of soup, piece of bread. We were happy. But today, you know, now it's got to be like this fancy soup with all these different ingredients. And there, you have bread and butter and crackers and cheese and meat and pickles, olives, I don't know, all kinds of drinks and dessert and stuff. And the one, what should be something, excuse me, really simple, turns into a big, complicated, time-consuming mess. Just like with regular meals. I grew up pretty much, because we didn't have much money, my mom made everything in one pot for the most part. I mean, it was like a general day-to-day type thing. And it was basically, I'm just going to say basically, three ingredients. Maybe some meat. Okay, so it was usually two, sometimes three. Maybe some meat in it. A starch like pasta, rice, or what's the other one? Pasta, rice, or potatoes. And then some kind of vegetable. Maybe a few, whatever was grown out of the garden, or if it was like stored for the winter or something. So basically one pot meal with those things and maybe some salt and pepper. Maybe once in a while throw some tomatoes in there for a sauce or whatever. But it was like really easy to do. Throw it all in, done. 20 minutes, you got a meal and one pot that is all messed up. And that's it. And now today, what do you have? You got like your meats and then you got all these. When I'm in the store and I happen to see, you know, if I'm going down the aisle or something, I happen to see all these. The seasoning rack is so huge, and they got bags to marinate your meat and all this kind of sauces. And, I mean, they got rows and rows of this stuff just for the meat. And then if you're going to do potatoes or rice or pasta or something, you got like all these. They got rows and shelves of all kinds of sauces and spices and cheese. And you can microwave it in these special pots and pans. And then you got your vegetables and you've got a big kitchen full of all different kinds of things when it could all just be thrown in a pot and eaten and taste just as good. And sisters, I'm not saying that somebody doing all that stuff is bad, because Titus 2 works, cooking is good. We should be doing it. And it's a choice how everybody wants to do it. And I'm just saying, I've been down to like simple meals and all the way up to the extravagant ones. And I'm happier with the simple ones, quite honestly. And, well, since I've had health issues for the past many years, I found a few ways to help get me through some of them. And one of them was a drastic change in my diet. I eat a lot of the same foods almost every single day. And I don't know. I don't really care about all that food anymore. I'm just happy to have something that gives me nourishment and makes me not hungry anymore. And it makes me think of this verse. Hold on. I've got Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And sisters, I'm just sharing my walk, what I've been through, what I see. If I have a sister that likes to do all that stuff, great. That's awesome. I'll encourage her. I'll love her. Whatever it is, I'm just saying what I have done and what my minimalizing or simplifying or downsizing or whatever you want to call it has allowed me more time and focus on ministry, edifying the sisters, being a good godly helper, a lot less stress. It cost me a lot less. And it's just a less stressful, more organized way that I can do this life. So, I don't know. I just share some of this stuff with you sisters because, you know, the Bible says in Titus 2 that the older are to teach the younger, and you got to understand, you know, we have all the articles out there that teach the basic Christian faith. Brother James has the discernment blog. I have the sisters blog here. And between the both of them, it basically gives people enough information to see through all the lies of man-made religion and see what God's commands are. And then obviously the Holy Spirit is what teaches people. We can certainly help people, you know, the body of believers helps one another, but the Holy Spirit is the one that really shows the people. So that's what we do. And then when it comes to like individual help, that's what the Bible's talking about, you know, teaching the women. Now in the fellowship, you have sisters who are asking questions and answering, and not every sister has the same question or needs the same kind of information. So it ends up being like a closer, united, one-on-one type fellowship. You can't really do that on the internet like I am right here. So basically, with all our teaching articles that we have, that helps people. And then I just basically share my experiences, what I see, what I do, maybe what other sisters have gone through or are learning and stuff. And it just kind of edifies out there in a simple manner. But I thought maybe what I would do is, oh, hey, wait a minute. I forgot there was one more thing I was going to share with you that went on. This is crazy, sisters. Brother James had an atheist rebuking him. Now, this guy, he doesn't even believe in God. He doesn't have a faith in him. He doesn't know God's word. He doesn't even believe God's word. But yet, he's rebuking a teacher of the word. Is that insane or what? But yeah, we get a lot of haters anyway, and they can't defend their sin. So they attack through Messenger and emails and stuff. And oftentimes a lot of, you know, the emails and stuff that come through, unless they're really wicked, Brother James does try to, he gives them the gospel, tries to show them the truth. And well, we just always want to be blameless, sisters, because you never know. The worst hater could become the most avid, zealous, born-again Christ follower. We never know. So we always shine our light, always stand for truth, always in love, try to help and encourage people, give them the gospel, and show them the way. But anyway, I just thought I would read, to close this out, Psalm 119. I want to read 10 through 19. I just picked those verses. Go read the whole chapter. It's pretty awesome. Well, all of God's word is awesome and edifying, but I just, it's hard to pick sometimes. You just pick some. So I'm going to read, let's see, verses 10 through 19. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precept and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. So praise God for that, sisters. I'm going to let you go with one more scripture verse to edify you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Praise God. I love that, sisters. And let me know how I can help you in the ways of being a godly woman and encourage you. And Brother James is here. He's got the discernment blog. We're just here to love the brethren, encourage you all, and bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father through our daily lives lived for Him. All right, sisters, much love to you. Hold fast. May God be praised.